What's happening locally? The news.
And it is this morning's look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health on Wednesday highlighted that one death due to COVID-19 was reported in the last 24 hours. With this new victim of the virus, 8,180 deaths have accumulated throughout the country since last March of 2020. A lethality of 1.1% is reported. There are 519 new positive cases. 6,991 tests were applied to detect the people infected with the virus for a positivity percentage of 7.4. Meanwhile, the active cases total 2,841, of which 2,765 are in home isolation and 76 are hospitalized. Those who are in isolation, they're divided into 2,747 in their residence and 18 in the so-called hospital hotels, while those hospitalized are 67 in the wards and 9 in intensive care. With the presence of high-ranking officials from the United States government, ministers and foreign ministers from the region concluded their meeting yesterday on migration and vowed to continue working together to curb irregular migration. Well, this meeting took place at the Playa Bonita Hotel in the province of West Panama and was attended by representatives from at least 20 countries in two work tables. The Foreign Minister of Panama, Erica Moines, highlighted that after joint efforts with the United States and neighboring countries, the issue of irregular migration is being addressed in an effective, responsible manner and with a humanitarian approach. She recalled that the flow of regular migrants through the province of Darien reached the record of 2,800 people in one day. This was in August of last year. The collaboration between the countries of origin, transit and destination of transcontinental migration has shown as an effective alternative to face this phenomenon, Moyes highlighted after concluding the regional meeting. She added that one cannot falter because reality dictates that the strategy must be permanent and that the work begun must continue. Moines also highlighted the collaboration that the United States has had on this issue, being one of the destination countries. When analyzing the root causes and how to stabilize populations, the Chancellor explained that the development of infrastructure projects, which generate prosperity and prevent people from emigrating, is what they have to bet on. It was argued that international financial institutions participated in this regional meeting with an aim to involving them in these joint actions. Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State of the United States, emphasized that all the countries of the world are experiencing a historic challenge with irregular migration. He highlighted that people on the planet are forcibly displaced from their homes more than at any time since the Second World War. We feel that in a very important way, the situation in our hemisphere, said Blinken, who added that these people must migrate because of corruption, repressive governments and political conflicts, among other reasons. This issue is a priority for the United States. We have a vested interest in protecting the security of our borders in a safe, orderly and humane manner. We care about the well-being of millions of people throughout the hemisphere who have made the desperate decision to leave their homes and communities in search of a better life. Travel is often dangerous. Migrants are vulnerable to exploitation of all kinds. Many are children. Their destinies and future are very uncertain. We have a shared responsibility to watch over them, said Blinken. The process of collecting the signatures to support the request to revoke the mandate of the mayor of the District of Panama, José Luis Fábrega, began yesterday. Lawyer Roberto Ruiz Diaz, proponent of the revocation process before the Electoral Court, indicated that by 1:49 p.m. on Wednesday, 1,370 signatures had already been registered. Ruiz was one of the first to sign at the same headquarters of the Tribunal Electoral around 7:30 in the morning. We know that many want to sign, but the court did not expect such a citizen reaction. Be patient and remember that we have other days. The goal is for it to be done before the 120 days are up, Ruiz wrote. The Tribunal Electoral reported at noon that the platform TribunalContigo.com is working well and at its maximum capacity. While this was happening, Fábrega was seen at Corundo, giving the delivery of the order to proceed for the best of some buildings in Cape Verde. to take out who? Well, we live in a democracy. Anyone has the right to do whatever they want. It cannot be that a person, without having any legal basis, comes to disregard the more than 173,000 votes that they gave us, said Fabrega, exalted when the journalist asked his opinion about the collection of signatures. The plenary session of the National Assembly approved on the morning of this Wednesday in the third debate Bill number 789, which modifies Law number 80 of 2012. Which establishes incentive regulations for the promotion of the Panamanian tourist activity. The norm, which was analysed in a typical morning session of the National Assembly and in a debate that lasted an hour and a half, was approved with 41 votes in favour and 5 against. The second debate on this bill was this Tuesday, the 19th of April, and that lasted about 4 hours. Unlike this Wednesday, there were 44 votes in favour and 5 against those who approved the second debate, in which the Independent Caucus made it clear that the bill was discussed without having an economic study to validate its effectiveness. On March the 30th, the Economic Commission of the National Assembly began the discussion of this project. According to its proponent, Deputy Melchor Herrera, this initiative is intended to encourage investment and financing for the development of new public tourist lodging establishments. The independent deputy, Gabriel Silva, this Tuesday was the first to demand an economic and fiscal study with which they could quantify the effects of the proposed changes. The fight against corruption is also on the agenda of Antony Blinken, Secretary of State of the United States, in the midst of his visit to Panama to participate in the ministerial summit on migration. Tuesday afternoon, the U.S. Secretary of State held a meeting with representatives of civil society in the country. This is to discuss issues of transparency, mechanisms to combat corruption, and the role that Panama plays in the fight against weak democracy in the region and the rule of law. At the beginning of it, Blinken assured that although the focus of his visit to Panama is the migration issue, the U.S. considers that the fight against corruption is a key component to control irregular migration. It is one of the things that drives migration, he added, adding that it is a phenomenon that is seen in various parts of the world. Corruption generates an understandable cynicism towards the government, said the Secretary of State in a brief meeting with journalists. This was in a hotel in the old quarter of the capital. Blinken added that the fight against corruption is one of the priorities that his country has when collaborating with civil society. It gives fuel to illicit industries and helps fuel undemocratic governments. It is the source of many challenges. The president of the independent movement, MOVIN, Annette Planels, the jurist Carlos Lee, representing the Alianza Pro Justicia, Claudia Valencia and Leah Catherine Cedeño from Espacio Civico, and the executive director of the Panama Chapter of Transparency International, Olga de Obaldía. De Obaldía spoke on behalf of civil society. She described the panorama that the country is experiencing in terms of corruption and spoke of the challenges to combat it. She highlighted 4 points: impunity in the judicial system for high-profile cases, the patronage structure of the political system, the lack of accountability in the use of public resources, and the lack of robust legal framework to combat corruption both in the public and the private sectors. She added that the measurements show that Panama has high rates of corruption and that citizen confidence in the democratic system is getting worse. National security is under threat due to the inclusion of money related to organized crime in politics, said De Obaldía. The three winners of an award given by the State Department to anti-corruption champions also participated in the meeting. It was attended by Juan Francisco Sandoval Alfaro, a former prosecutor of the Public Ministry of Guatemala, Diana Salazar, Attorney General of the State of Ecuador, and Carlos Paparoni, current deputy of the National Assembly of Venezuela, for an opposition party. Blinken recognized them during his speech and assured that part of the work that the U.S. does in the fight against corruption is to highlight the work of people like them, who even fight against this scourge, even at the cost of their own personal safety. The construction of the City of Arts at the Llanos de Corundo district of Ancon is 84% complete and will finally be completed this year. That is almost 10 years after being awarded in July of 2012. And despite which was then branded as a flagship work in terms of culture and should have been ready in 2016. The announcement was made during an inspection tour of the project made by President Laurentino Cortizo in recent days. According to the President, this work does not benefit a political party or an administration. It benefits Panamanians. The City of Arts project remained paralyzed from December of 2014 to October of 2018 and was reactivated by the then government of Juan Carlos Varela. In 2018, what was then the National Institute of Culture, INAC, today the Ministry of Culture, rescinded the $54.2 million contract signed with the Omega Engineering Consortium and notified ASA, Compañía de Seguros, of the breach by the contractor company. At that time, the INAC alleged a series of anomalies in the project, among them the dilation of the progress of the work and the suspension of the work by unilateral decisions of the Omega Engineering Consortium. This is stated in the documents published on the Panama Compra website, which detail that after several negotiations, an agreement was reached for the reactivation of construction with a new contractor, Administradora de Proyectos de Construcción, S.A.R., APROCOSA. The area will have seven buildings, which will house the headquarters of the National Ballet of Panama, the National Symphony Orchestra, and the National Network of Youth Orchestras and Choirs. Likewise, a library, cafeteria, exhibition halls, a space for the plastic arts, and multifunctional theatre for 400 people, plus a building for parking. And last but not least this morning, the price of fuels will have a new increase starting at 6 o'clock in the morning this Friday. That'll go on till Friday the 6th of May, with the exception of 91-octane gasoline, which will have a slight decrease. 95-octane gasoline will increase 1 cent a litre or 4 cents a gallon, while low-sulphur diesel will rise 2 cents a litre or 9 cents a gallon, reported the National Energy Secretariat. For its part, 91-octane gasoline will have a decrease of less than 1 cent a litre or 2 cents a gallon. And that's it. There we go. There's our look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.